In this video, I'm going to rank every single enhanced weapon in Fortnite history from worst to best. This is every weapon that is enhanced, as denoted by that being in their name. And of course, if you're a longtime viewer of the channel, you might know I've already done this video before, but it's about a year old now. We've gotten plenty more seasons of Chapter 6 since that video, so that video was long overdue for a new one, and so that's why I'm making this video today. Remember that this list is all mythic items, right? So even the items that place low on this list are still somewhat usable in the right hands. If you do go on to enjoy this video, consider subscribing to the channel. We are so close to 100,000 subscribers, and when I hit that milestone, I'm going to drop the biggest ranking video in Fortnite YouTube history. You're going to want to be there for it, but with that out of the way, guys, let's get into this ranking video. At number 21, the worst enhanced weapon in Fortnite history, for me, it is the Enhanced Oni Shotgun. Its bonus ability is this weapon gets a faster equip time, which is good. That's very good for a shotgun, but not particularly the Oni Shotgun, a weapon that is really mostly used at those mid to longer ranges. Like, this is not necessarily a shotgun I think you want to be box fighting with, you know what I'm saying? I think you'd rather just prefer the Sentinel for that. And honestly, this weapon is not bad, right? This is like the best last place weapon I've had in a long time. It's just when you got to compete with the Sentinel Pump, you don't really stand a chance. The Twin Fire didn't stand a chance, and I feel the same way about this weapon. At number 20 is the Enhanced Twin Fire Auto Shotgun, and you know what? Yeah, from this point out, I'm just going to stop saying enhanced because, every weapon on this video is the enhanced version. Its bonus is that it gets a faster reload speed, which is definitely welcome, right? This weapon has a terrible reload speed. I'm not going to lie to you, I hate the Twin Fire Auto Shotgun. Like, I use it in Chapter 6 Season 4. I feel like it is genuinely the worst shotgun I've ever used. That is, of course, a little bit of an exaggeration, but you gotta remember, when the Enhanced Twin Fire was in the game, it was in a much worse state than its current version, right? It's been buffed over and over again in Chapter 6 Season 4, just to try and make it somewhat usable, but are you gonna take this thing over the Wrecker? No. Are you gonna take it over the Sentinel? No. Are you gonna take it over the Sweeper? I would argue probably not. It's just not a good shotgun, in my opinion, of course. At number 19 is the Hyperburst Pistol, and this bonus ability is no accuracy penalty when moving and jumping. That is good. It doesn't really move the needle for me, right? Like, it's not like, oh, I've got to get the mythic Hyperburst if I have a legendary one. The Hyperburst is a very solid pistol. Now, it doesn't stand up to weapons on this list when it's going up against fully fledged assault rifles and SMGs and really good shotguns, but it holds its own. You can get some pretty good damage with it. In the right hands, it can be deadly. I just don't think it's that crazy good of a weapon. And number 18 is the Surge Fire SMG. Its bonus ability is it removes the spread penalty when jumping and moving, and that is very good, especially for an SMG where, yeah, you typically are going to be jumping and moving a lot. Now, I will say, I feel like the Surge Fire SMG is just not that good, and the SMG meta as a whole in Chapter 6 has been pretty bad. I don't really understand having an SMG that increases the fire rate the longer that you hold the trigger. For the most part, with SMGs, you don't really use the full magazine anyway, so you never really get the full benefit of this weapon. I think it would make a lot more sense if it was actually the opposite, if it started out with a really fast fire rate and then slowed down as you held the trigger. That's just my opinion, of course. I feel like this weapon just doesn't really move the needle for me. And number 17 is the Fury Assault Rifle, and it gets a faster reload speed. If you didn't know that the enhanced version of this weapon ever existed, I wouldn't blame you. It could only be found from the Wandering Shogun X's in Chapter 6 Season 1. The Fury AR in a vacuum is not a terrible weapon. It's actually got some more usage in Chapter 6 Season 3 and Season 4. Unfortunately, when this weapon was in the game, it was Season 1, and were you going to take it over the enhanced Holo Twister? Absolutely not, and that's why it's so far down on this list today. And number 16 is the Flapjack Rifle, and you got to remember, the enhanced Flapjack Rifle has basically been taken over and redone in the form of the Spire Rifle, right? The Flapjack Rifle's big thing was that it was kind of your first hybrid AR-LMG, right? You get the accuracy of an assault rifle, but you get the magazine size of an LMG. And it was good for that until the Spire Rifle came along, and the Spire Rifle is just better than this in every single way. You get more magazine size, more damage, more accurate. It's just, yeah, the Flapjack Rifle is no longer as good because the Spire Rifle itself exists. And number 15 is the Outlaw Shotgun. Its bonus abilities are it removes the spread penalty when jumping and sliding. Again, that is very good for a shotgun, particularly a double barrel shotgun, which already struggles with a wide hipfire spread. I mean, think about it. You're jumping and sliding all the time with shotguns. That's very good. And I will say, the Outlaw Shotgun on launch, I didn't think was that good, but after the consistent buffs they've given this thing, it has become a good shotgun, right? Like, I would consider this a very middle of the road average shotgun. It's a double barrel. I'm not the biggest fan of double barrels, but if you don't have a Sentinel, yeah, I mean, I can get behind taking this weapon. And number 14 is the DL-44 Blaster Pistol. You get a great bonus ability here, and that is increased damage while ADSing. That's unbelievable, especially for a pistol that is very, very accurate when you're aiming down sights. You're almost always going to be aiming down sights, so you'll always take that bonus damage. It's one of the few enhanced weapons where you really notice the difference from the legendary version to the mythic version. It's a solid weapon. Like, Galactic Battle is whatever as a whole. This weapon was only in the game for, you know, like 35 days. I like the DL-44 a lot, but again, you're going up against some titans on this list and didn't really stand a chance against those top tier enhanced weapons. Number 13 is the Falcon Eye Sniper, and you may be shocked to see it this high, right? Whenever I rank the Falcon Eye Sniper, it ranks very, very low. But what you've got to understand here is when I rank the Falcon Eye, I rank all rarities. But for this video in particular, I'm ranking their mythic versions, and the mythic Falcon Eye can one-shot headshot, whereas every other rarity besides legendary of the Falcon Eye cannot one-shot headshot. And you guys know what I think. Any sniper that can one-shot headshot that also has multiple bullets in the magazine before you have to reload, that is a very good sniper to use. Now, like I said, this weapon, up until the legendary version, I would not recommend you take it whatsoever. But once you can one-shot headshot, that instantly pushes this weapon higher up on this list, higher than it normally would be. And number 12 is the IQA-11 Marksman Blaster Rifle. Its bonus ability is it takes longer to overheat, right? That essentially just means you get an extended mag. This weapon's really good. Like, I really, really like this weapon. It is by far the best DMR we've ever gotten. It's not even close. This thing was an absolute beast, mythic version or not. I think you're going to enjoy using this weapon, and I did in Galactic Battle. I was taking this thing every single time I saw it. And number 11 is the Collateral Damage Assault Rifle. This enhanced version gives you a faster reload speed. I will say, the Collateral Damage AR is one of the hardest weapons to rank for me, because if you just go by the numbers, this weapon has the highest DPS of any assault rifle ever. Yeah, you might not believe that, go look it up, it has the highest DPS ever. Well, technically not ever, the Foundation's MK7 had a higher DPS, but in all weapons in their current state, yeah, this weapon has the highest DPS. Now, of course, DPS can be a little bit misleading, especially when you have a weapon that does not have a scope on it. You've got to account for bloom, and the fact that you're not going to hit every single shot, and especially with this weapon, you're not hitting every single shot at range. If you use it like an SMG, which is how I feel like this weapon becomes really, really elite, then yeah, you're gonna love this weapon. To me, honestly, it just feels like a better version of a tactical assault rifle. If you use it right, this thing can absolutely shred. And number 10 is going to be the A280 CFE Blaster Rifle. Its bonus ability is more critical damage. That is just more headshot damage. That's a great ability, right? Anytime you get more damage, you're gonna love that, right? And this weapon to me is just a worse version of the Hollow Twister. That's really what it is. It is slightly worse than the Hollow Twister, and you notice it, right? You feel it. It's not a bad assault rifle whatsoever, but it's just not better than any of the weapons that are higher up on this list. And one of those weapons for me at number 9 is the Infiltrator Pump Shotgun. Its bonus ability is, I don't really know. I literally couldn't find it anywhere, not on the Fortnite wiki, not on the internet. Let me know in the comment section down below if you can tell me. And it doesn't really matter, because this weapon, after it got buffed over and over again, is actually pretty good. On launch, the Infiltrator Pump was just not that good of a shotgun. As you guys know, it's basically a hybrid attack pump shotgun, but they've buffed the fire rate, they've buffed the damage, and now this is an above average shotgun, right? Like, I feel comfortable saying this is an above average shotgun. I think you're still going to prefer something like the Sentinel, like the Havoc Pump Shotgun, but if you don't find those, this is a good second choice. And number 8 is the Enhanced Drum Shotgun, which gives you a tighter aim down sight spread. And that's a great ability, right? Because the drum shotgun's one weakness was you had literally zero range whatsoever. Like, if you were not within a box for someone, this weapon was absolutely useless. But that is fixed with the enhanced version, which gives you literally like ranger shotgun like accuracy when you're aiming down sights, which gives you great range, but you don't sacrifice anything at close range. So you essentially get the best of both worlds. And actually, I think this is an underrated shotgun. I wish it would get a lot more love, but it doesn't, but I'm giving it here on this video today. And at number 7 is a weapon I talked about earlier on in this video. It is the Spire Rifle. Its mythic version could be acquired by killing Daigo in Chapter 6, Season 3. It would give you a larger magazine size and a faster fire rate. Like I said earlier, you either buff the damage or you buff the fire rate. That means your DPS is going to go up. You can kill people faster. This is a very, very solid assault rifle. Like, I think people slept on it, and now that it is not in Chapter 6, Season 4, I miss it, right? I think if it were in the game today, it would easily be the best assault rifle. Not even a question about it. To me, it's just a remastered version of the Flapjack, and the only bad thing about this weapon, I would say, is yeah, you do kind of have a slow fire rate, but also that reload speed is brutal. But when you're shooting 50-55 bullets, reload speed isn't really an issue for you. And number six is our most recent addition to this list. It is the Enhanced Assault Rifle. This is a mythic version of the SCAR, and people actually commonly mistaken this thing for being similar to Sky's Assault Rifle because, you know, they have the same weapon model. They're both mythic SCARs, but this weapon is actually worse by basically 20 DPS. In fact, this weapon is only different from the base, you know, regular SCAR by 8 DPS, but there is one huge thing that people don't talk about this weapon, and that's the fact that this weapon's enhanced ability is an increased headshot damage multiplier. Almost every assault rifle in Fortnite will have a headshot multiplier of 1.5. This weapon has a headshot multiplier of 1.75. That means you are getting much more damage on a headshot. And of course, DPS does not necessarily take into account headshots. So if you're able to land a headshot or two, this weapon hypothetically will have a higher DPS than something like Sky Scar. Again, you've still got to handle Bloom. That's just what's going to happen with these non-scoped ARs. And you don't really get the opportunity to use it at all in Chapter 6 Season 4 because it's just so rare in those S plus caches. I still cannot believe they have not made it easier to get S plus. But with that being said, yeah, I mean, this thing is still a very, very good AR. All right, we are now inside the top five. And number five, I've got the Enhanced Striker Burst Rifle from Chapter 6, Season 2. Of course, this weapon was in originally Chapter 5, Season 4 as Emma Frost Striker Burst, but it was a projectile weapon. Well, now they bring it back in Chapter 6, Season 2, but they make it hit scan, and that is a massive buff. That is game-changing. I'm going to go out and say that I think this is one of the best assault rifles of all time. Like, I think this is a top 10 assault rifle we've ever seen. Unbelievable accuracy with the red dot, great damage. It's just all-around good. The only thing that's not good about it is that you can't use it at close range. But of course, you sacrifice close range for being elite at long range. And another weapon that fits in that same category is my number four spot today. That is the Hollow Twister Assault Rifle, which gives you better aim down sight speed. I don't really care about that, to be honest with you. That does not make a difference whatsoever on an assault rifle that is typically used at longer ranges. You guys all know about the Hollow Twister. It actually just came back in Chapter 6, Season 4, and it is good as the best assault rifle in the game right now. And its enhanced version, like all the weapons on this list, are definitely better than their legendary versions because they at least guarantee to you more damage. It's a great AR and another one of the best assault rifles of all time, but it just misses out on the top three just barely. That's because it is beaten out by another recent addition on this list. It is the Enhanced Wrecker Revolver, and I don't even know what the bonus ability is for this weapon, and it doesn't really matter because this thing is an absolute tank. It deserves to be within the top three. This is one of the best weapons in Fortnite history. On launch, it was better than the Prime Gatekeeper shotgun, I'm gonna say it, but they nerfed it over and over and over again, and would you look at that, you still hop into a lobby of Chapter 6, Season 4. What does everybody have? Everybody has a Wrecker Revolver. There's no question about it, right? You are putting yourself at a disadvantage if you are not using the Wrecker Revolver. Of course, the enhanced version is just a better version all around. Like I said, the best way that I can put it is you put yourself at a disadvantage if you are not using this weapon. And yeah, I think I've said enough about the Wrecker Revolver. You guys are probably tired of getting killed by it, just like I am. So let's move on to the number two spot. At number two, I'm going to go with the Enhanced Sentinel Pump Shotgun, which increases its ammo capacity from 4 to 5, which actually might not sound like a big deal, but it is. When you have a shotgun that only has 4 shots, giving it 1 additional shell is a huge deal, and this weapon is up here mainly because it can one-shot headshot. While the legendary version caps you off at 195 damage, this weapon caps you off at 205. There are very few shotguns now in Fortnite history that can one pump, right? And this is one of them that puts it into the elite category. I'm gonna say it, this weapon is better than the original pump shotgun, right? Like, so once you think about it, right, you get the increased magazine size, you're able to one pump. It should not be a surprise this weapon is this high up on the list. And obviously, it's not at the number one spot today. So what is? At the number one spot today, it shouldn't be a surprise, guys. It is the Enhanced Havoc Pump Shotgun. This is one of the best weapons in Fortnite history. And the more that I look at the stats of this weapon, the more I realize that this thing is absolutely busted. I actually kind of forgot that it's in Chapter 6, Season 4. But remember, guys, you're looking at almost 140 damage to the body for a pump shotgun with a tight pellet spread, which means you're almost always going to be hitting for 100 damage plus. You get a magazine size of 6. That beats the Sentinel Pump's 5. You also get more headshot damage at 210, which doesn't necessarily matter because if you're hitting for over 200, it's like you're getting the job done anyways. It's like kind of insult to injury at that point. It's like the OG heavy sniper hitting for 357 damage, bro. Like, all right, you only need 200 to kill somebody, right? We get it, dude. I'm not going to say anything here that you haven't heard before about the Enhanced Havoc Shotgun, right? It's one of those weapons that just speaks for itself. You know what you're getting here. It's one of the most broken weapons that has ever touched this game. And yeah, it's an easy number one spot for me. Easy, easy, easy. Alrighty, folks, that list was not easy to make, so please let me know in the comment section down below what you thought about it, what you would change, and again, subscribe to the channel if you have not already, please, because once I hit that 100,000 subscriber mark, you're going to want to be there for that video. It's going to be absolutely massive. Enough of me begging for you guys to subscribe, though. Thank you so much for watching. I'll catch you in the next one. As always, peace.